Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Bonjour and welcome into today's transmission, which is going to be completely different from what I usually share. Today, I will share with you about a personal story that happened a couple of months ago, and it is a very good one. It is a very fun one. And also, it is not appropriate for young listeners. There will be references to things that we don't want our kids to hear about, unless they are at least, I would say, 16 years old. So please, if you are with children, just stop this podcast, this YouTube video right now. Put your AirPods on or just listen in your own time. We don't want kids to watch this. Yes. So a couple of months ago, I organized a farewell dinner for one of my very close friends. We hadn't known each other for a very long time, but as soon as we got to know each other, it was like an instant hit. We became very close friends and our friendship grew and grew and grew. And we had all of these banters together. She used to live in Wellington, but she would come and spend a weekend with me at times because she was living at the other side of the city. And we just loved spending so much time together in our little vortex that it was like having a holiday just for a weekend. It was amazing. I miss her so dearly because now she's gone forever. Well, we can never say ever, but she definitely left the country. I organized a simple dinner at my place. Also, I thought, as I organized this dinner, I told her about it, so she knew about it, and she gave me the name of all the friends that she would have loved to see, so I contacted them, and many answered, yes, let's come. And then I started having this thought in my head that kept on coming and coming, and to start with, I was like, oh, come on, that's just too much. No way. No way I would do that. But that thought, it just kept on coming and coming and crippling in and crippling. I was like, come on, she's going to love it. She's going to absolutely love it. You know, it's going to make it so special. You should really do it, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, but what about, I know that she would most likely like it, but what about her friends? You know, I actually don't know her friends that well at all. I don't know if she would be up for it. And for me to manifest that surprise, it's quite a bit of money. It's like an investment. And I don't know how they would react. You know, it's one way to know that my friend will react well, but her friends, I have no idea. And so I sat with that for days and days and days. But that idea, that thought kept on crippling in. I could not ignore it. So what I did is that I created a secret group chat with all the people that were coming. Only that friend in question was not included in this secret group chat, of course. And I texted them. I said, I've had this idea. And I think that our common friend would absolutely love it. So I would love to know if any of you would like to help me by basically sharing the cost. I can organize everything, but I would love for you if you could share a bit of money with me because it's a bit expensive. And no kidding, no one replied. No one! And I was like, did they even get the message? Is this group working? And there was this part of me that shut off completely. I didn't want to be too much because that used to be one of my core limiting beliefs, that I am too much. So every time I feel that I'm too much, I tend to kind of like retreat back into my cave and leave people alone every time I feel that being perceived as too much. So that's what I did. But what was that thought? Now you want to know. What was that idea? What is it? And did it actually happen, Sandrine? Tell us more. Yes, 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 I can tell you more. So the thought that I had was, I want to get her a private stripper. I want my friend to sit down on a freaking chair and have the best lap dance of her life with a god incarnated before she can go back to her home country. Because here's the thing. She had told me that she wasn't that looking forward to going back to her home country. It's not that she didn't want to see her family. She loves her family and she still had friends there, but she had left for, I think, 7 years. So going back was very much going to be a shock, especially a cultural shock, because it's a very different country from New Zealand. And in that country, she would have to live with her parents. And not only that, but she told me that they are so strict, bless her parents, that she must sleep with the door open. So like any kind of a bit of fun, if you like, a bit of privacy, was completely going to be out of the equation. To which I replied, well, you grown women different. No, so maybe you can set some new boundaries for yourself, such as I would appreciate to sleep with my door closed, which is kind of the minimum to me, but I let her be with her parents. I am not there definitely to dictate her life. Anyway, I thought, well, if she's gonna, you know, go back to that home country and really feel like she's trapped so much that she cannot have any fun and so on, she must really have like the craziest fun in her life. And I knew that she had never had a private stripper. So I thought, oh, this is going to be phenomenal. She's going to remember it for the rest of her life. It's going to be the best time to have this like really super sexy, gorgeous man just for her, like for 15 minutes, a lap dance, maybe two, and then that's it, you know? So that was the plan. And it really took me a good dose of courage to already say to all of these people I had no idea about, like, I don't know about their belief system. I don't know if they are like super conservative or not. Like, knowing the common friend that we have, I thought, well, they must be a bit open-minded because she can be wild. You know, she's awesome. She's very open-minded. But no one replied, right? No one replied in our group chat. So as the day passed and passed, I was like, fuck it, you know. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it all by myself. And if none of these girls like it, I think they might pretend they like it because it's only going to be like 15 minutes, 20 minutes anyway, you know, not much longer than that. So I'm not risking much. Yes, it's quite a bit of money, but you know what? Like, my friend's freaking leaving the country forever. I adore her. I just want to give her the best time of her life. I've got money. I can pay for it. Who cares? And so I booked it. I went online and I found a website. But here is the thing. On the website, you had all of these amazing photos of all of these sexy, gorgeous men, you know. Oh, it could be him, it could be him. But I couldn't choose the man, you know, personally. You know, you go get a burger, you say, I want that burger and nothing else because, you know, it's going to taste delicious. But there I couldn't taste any, couldn't choose any of these delicious men. So the night arrived. I still had received zero answer to my message. And by that stage, I thought like there were 9 of them. So I thought the message didn't go through. That's all there is to it, you know? So what's going to happen is I'm going to make everyone eat. And then we're going to clear the space. We're going to have a bit of, you know, alcohol. We're going to dance. And it's just going to be awesome. And we're going to relax. Because like my friend and I, we don't really drink much. But when the party is on, she can really go for it. And I don't mind a drink or two. A couple of hours before the party, I received a message from the stripper company, you know, like this company I had booked with online. And they say, oh, would it be possible to have it an hour earlier? Because it's a little bit late for our person. And I had booked him for 9:30 at night. How late is that? It's not late at all. So no, they booked him and they say like, oh, the only way for you to have him is if he comes an hour early, like at 8:30. I was like, oh my God, this is so early, you know? We might be eating. It's just going to be like really rushed. But I said yes, because I just wanted it to happen. So everybody started arriving and we started having a drink and two, and then we are just having such a nice time. And I kind of forgot about dinner. And it's like, oh my God, let's have dinner. I could see the clock, you know, ticking and ticking and ticking. I was getting more and more nervous. And when our common friend, you know, went to the toilet, I looked at everyone and I said, oh, you know, I might have organized something. So we really need to be finished by 8, clear the space, because a surprise is coming. And then they looked at me and I can see their face changing. And I was like, oh my God, they know. They received that message. It's just that no one replied. It's like, my cousin was there, because my cousin is very close friends with our common friend as well. She's like, oh, you did it? You got the stripper? I was like, yes. She's like, oh my God, oh, that's awesome. I love you. This is so awesome. I cannot wait. It's like, yes, I've got my cousin on board. It can only be good. And I could see that the other women's reactions were a little bit like, oh, it's so, okay, let's not say anything. It is a done deal. I'm kind of trapped in this apartment now, eating this food, so let's not do anything. But they were eating so freaking slowly. And at 8:15, I received a text. Hey, it's your stripper. I'm outside. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Just like, he was outside the door. Already ready. And we were still eating. And so I look at my phone, I look at my cousin, I was like, great advantage here to speak French when no one does, because I was in French. Fuck, he's here. We need to get him. He's too early. Please, can you help? And she's like, okay. So it's like, okay, enough with the food. Let's, you know, tidy everything up. Let's move the table. Let's put some music on. You really need to start dancing. And, you know, my friend was like, oh, it's a bit rushed. But, you know, I was like being super bossy and... So she could see that something was going on there. So I left with my cousin to find a guy, because my apartment is really difficult to find. So we were outside and I was like, oh my God, you know, like, I'm so nervous. I hope everything is going to go well. I hope she's going to love it. And I hope the other women are going to love it. And there we see, walking down the driveway, we see this guy and I'm like, I can feel all the blood drain from my body. I was like, this cannot be him. Like, honestly, it's not possible. This cannot be him. And my cousin looks at me and she's like, do you think it's him? And I'm like, yeah, I think it's him. And I look at her. If it's him, we cannot have him. Like, he's not at all looking like a guy on the website, for goodness sake. I won't describe his appearance because I don't want to be mean or judgmental or anything like that. But, you know, you have a certain standard when you want to get a private stripper and you see these photos on the website. So you expect the guy to look like that. And there was just like the random dude that, honestly, if I was going to go out in a bar and he wanted to buy me a drink, I would not even say yes to that. You know, to him. I wouldn't have said yes to him. And, you know, I won't share too much about him on that level because, listen to this. Amazing how all of these templates come into place, because I had already to break free from a lot of fears just to getting to that point. Fear of being too much, fear of being rejected, fear of like paying so much money just by myself. And, you know, like what was going to happen. So there we are, my cousin and I, and we are welcoming this guy, this stripper, and we are sitting on the driveway. And then I look at the stripper, and the closer that he got, the worse it got to me. I was like, oh my God, like he's really far away from the far away from the photo on the scale of like looking like a stripper. And I'm like, this is a fucking joke. And I start speaking in French to my cousin, and I look at the guy, oh sorry, we're not being rude, but it's much easier for us to speak in French because, you know, it's just our mother tongue. It's like, oh yeah, no worries. And his nervosity was palpable. He didn't know what to do with himself. He was so nervous. He looked at me like I was some kind of like freaking goddess. And he was just so embarrassed. It was really, the whole thing was just like absolutely weird as. So I talked to my cousin and all of this in French. I was like, oh my God, I can't fucking believe it's happening. Look at him. He's not. He's just like, I know, but he's him. What are we going to do? I was like, I don't know. But I don't want him to get naked in my apartment. It's not gonna look good under there. No, I just don't want him to get undressed, and it's gonna be so bad. You know, it's gonna be so awkward. It's gonna be so weird. And honestly, I was in this moment, I was like really into my fears and judgment and feeling ridiculous and for the whole thing to be ridiculous. Because when I host parties, guys, I like it to be amazing. You know, I like to look at all the details and so on. So to have had that happen, I was like, oh, as a hostess, I cannot let this happen. Yet my cousin, thank God, was there. She's like, look, you've already paid, he's here. And let's just bring it on and let's see what happens. You know, it's going to be bad. It's only 20 minutes. It's okay. You know, it's going to be okay. And I think our friend is going to like, she's going to like it. I think she's going to like it because she's fun. She's joyful and she likes a good party. Like, okay. So we come down, guys, and we enter my apartment and it's so awkward because I just said before, oh, we're just going to walk the dog. And then we come back with the guy and the guy is feeling awkward. Everybody's feeling awkward. And my friend is like, oh, who is this? And I say, oh, it's just this friend I met on the street and he just needs to use the toilet, you know, in my ensuite, you know, like far away from everything else. And so I'm just going to show him the ensuite and he's like, that's really weird. And I think by now, like, she kind of understood that, you know, there was some kind of stripping thing going to happen. It's a very intuitive friend. So I show the guy my ensuite and I say, well, you can get dressed here. And she's like, oh, what do we do for the music? I was like, what the fuck? Like, you're supposed to look after that? It's like, no, just find some nice dancey music and I come and, you know, it's going to be so much fun. And I could see that he was really trying to pump himself, poor guy. And so I come up and we put the music loud and everybody was trying to kind of force themselves to dance a little bit and everything was awkward. And I was like inside, I was like, oh my God, this is just going to be one of the most awkward moments of my life. Please God, make it happen very quickly so it's over. And, you know, thank God none of the women paid because it's all on me. It's all on me. And so the guy comes up and it's just wearing this little apron with what's the thing that was written on it? Piece of meat. It's like, good. It's a piece of meat. I'm vegan, so is my friend. And here we have a huge, literally, piece of meat there in my lounge. And then he starts dancing. And there, something amazing happens. I take a chair and I look at my friend and I say to her, darling, this is your surprise. Enjoy it and go crazy. And then she looks at me. Oh my God, I love you so much. You're the best. And I don't know what happened. We stepped into another dimension of getting freaking loose of party land, of joyful land, of wild ass land. Because I took a chair, my friend sat on it, and the guy started dancing. So you know how I say he was very far away on the scale of looking like a stripper? He was also as well very far away on the scale of dancing like a stripper. He was more like dancing like the random dude lost in on his, you know, like country land, dancing with the cows, I would say. Again, no offense taken, please, you know, like it's just to give you an idea. I was like, what is he doing? But my friend, she was in her vortex. That was her piece of meat and she was going to make the most of it. And so she did. She got so freaking loose. We could not believe it. None of us, all of her girlfriends, we had ever seen that aspect of her. She lost completely all of her inhibition. She became so inhibited that the guy connected with her and they started having this amazing interaction in front of our eyes and he started dancing for her and he was so happy. He was beaming, like he had the biggest smile on his face. He was so happy, so joyful. My friend loved it. And then she was like, he was like taking her hand so, you know, she could touch, you know, his body and his ass. And then he was in tiny G-string. And then he came and he started dancing with everyone and everyone was dancing. And he had this tiny G-string and he could see his cock. He had a massive erection. I was like, okay. And then he comes towards me, you know, after 15 minutes of like dancing with my friend, he was like, he comes towards me, he's like, oh, you know, like, I can take it off if you want. I can take it off. And I was like, oh, no, 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 no. Please don't take it off. I didn't book for that service. I had booked half nude strip for 15 minutes. Full nude was more expensive. And I said, like, no, you know, I draw the line there. But like, he looked at me, he's like, oh, it's okay, it's okay. It's free for her. She's so awesome. Just say yes. And I go and I remove everything. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not quite sure I want to see everything. But I was like, it's not up to me. That's my friend's choice. It's her freaking party. So again, I stepped aside, didn't listen to my own fears to ruin the party. I look at him and I say, that's not up to me then. Ask my friend. And my friend was like, yes, please. And she went on her knee and removed it with her teeth. I was like, what the fuck is happening in my lounge? You see, very inappropriate for children. Very fun for parents. Because during this entire time, I felt that the dynamic shifted completely in me, but also in my house. I had been so serious and disciplined for so many years, no drinking, no smoking weed, no partying too much, no men, you know, like, or barely any men in my life, except the ones I'm dating because I want to have, you know, a conscious relationship. I did work, which was, you know, really amazing because it paid off. But I had forgotten about this huge chunk of me, which is literally also being wild and spontaneous and free and not care about it. Like, because, like, honestly, I'm a free spirit. And so I don't have too many boundaries around this kind of thing. So it was like, oh my God, like, this is just pure crystalline fun. Everybody's adult. Everybody gives their consent to this. It's just like really good, good fun. So I could really feel as the party was going on that, oh, my human being was being recorded with a huge part of me that I had forgotten, that I had literally pushed under a carpet, because that happened after my mom passed. My mom was sick for 9 months. It was very, very challenging for me. It was deeply traumatic. And then, you know, for the 1 year after her passing, I was just, you know, like, you know, completely isolated. Also because it was 2020. So, haha, welcome lockdown and COVID. So I had gone into that deep hermit mode and I hadn't had many parties. So there I was kind of like, oh my God, like, I need this. I need this so bad. And it is just amazing, because actually I'm an instrument in this, in a way that I was the one to organize it, to plan it, but it's not too directed at me that it is confronting. Because, you know, when we want to record ourselves with something that is not present anymore, we had it before, it's not present anymore, or that we've never really accessed, like a lot of freedom and craziness or wild spirit and things like that. When it's too much, too soon, too confronting, we can literally shut off. It's like our nervous system is going to say, oh, there is danger there. So we're going to freeze, we might flight, we might even fall. It's going to be like all of these defense mechanisms are going to be super exacerbated. Our nervous system is going to say no to this, and we're not going to have a good experience. But there, I could feel that to start with, my nervous system was like, oh my God, this is just a lot. It's a lot to take. You know, it's risky. And you'd be better to stay as a hermit, you know, because it's really out of your comfort zone. But you know what? I used to organize parties when I was younger with my ex-husband, or when I was at uni, or even as a teen. I was always the freaking queen of the party. And some went pretty fucking wild. But I was completely at ease with them because I hadn't gone through trauma of the death of my mother. But here it was like my body was resisting. I was feeling really stressed. I feel really worried. So I had, during this whole time of thinking about getting a stripper, of actually booking the stripper, of seeing the stripper walk down, you know, the driveway, to having him, you know, really get loose with my friends, all of it I could see was like, oh my God, just like, this is exactly what I need to record myself, to remember who I am, to remember that joy and fun, spontaneity, a bit of crazy shit is actually needed. Like, these pleasures in life, they happen so rarely. This really, this moment of having this unique algorithm of people, all of these women I've never met and I might never see again, my cousin, me, this best friend who's going to leave the country, that I might not see for years. All of this is completely unique. It will never happen again. So just get loose. And so I danced and I was having so much fun. It was so amazing. It was so amazing that the guy came to me and he was like, is it okay if I stay for longer? Because I have so much fun here. Like, I mean, like, your friend is amazing. She's awesome. And I said to him, you know what? Like, stay for as long as you like. Please have a drink and so on. So we had this naked guy in my lounge, simply, you know, he would take breaks and he would drink and he was just like fully erected. I might have taken something for that. I don't know. But it was just like walking around, the only guy naked, and he was completely at ease. He was not worried any longer. He was feeling like such a powerful, loved man in these moments because we were all so kind to him. And also he was bringing so much fun that I saw this beautiful man completely differently. And you know what? I thought like he might not be the one that was on the, you know, website pages, but he's the perfect one. He's literally the perfect one because he has managed to create an amazing connection with my friend. And she was all over him and he was all over her. And they were dancing for so long. And, you know, and they were just like in this vortex themselves. And we were all in such a vortex that it was absolutely wonderful. So the guy stayed for an hour 15. So I had to give him cash because half was paid in advance, you know, through credit card, and then the other half had to be paid cash. And so my friend even got to do like that in the movies, you know. I gave her the cash and I was like, oh, give this to him. And she's like, oh my god, I cannot believe you even thought about the cash. And I was like, no, me neither, but I'm just thinking about it now actually. So take the cash and give it to him. So she was like, you know, giving him the cash. He still had his G-string at that time, you know, like putting the cash in his G-string with her teeth and so on. And it was just, the whole thing was just so freaking next level. And by the time he left, then we were all so high. We were really high on euphoria, really high on high vibe, on fun, on connection. And each and every woman then started opening up and say, it is the first time I have a stripper. It is the first time I see a stripper. All of them. I was the only one that ever had a stripper because I had a private stripper for my hen's night years ago in Belgium. That was amazing as well. And all of them, they said, you know what? It's one of the best nights I have had my entire life. And I was like, fuck, like it's really hitting me now that I managed to create, with a little push of my cousin, honestly, at the moment of saying yes to the stripper after seeing him, I managed to create a vortex of pure joy that transmuted so much of the density that all of these women had to carry. Because, you know, all of us, like all of you guys, like all of the planet, we've been going through 2 years of extreme pressure, you know, financial, emotional, and also, you know, health-wise with all this COVID situation. So it was absolutely beautiful and it was so healing. And it was also mind-blowing because my friend was able to explore an aspect of her personality that she would not have explored otherwise. And it brought her and I much closer, and as well as all her friends, and it did give her the memories that she needed. So when she would go back to her home country, she could fall asleep at night with a huge smile on her face, knowing that that was her, you know, her reality back then, and that she can totally recreate that. Because I told her, you are a powerful manifestor, darling, and you manifested this. I'm just an instrument of it. So you're going to do it again. And I'm very happy to report that this friend is having the best time in her home country because she came back as a very highly conscious, loving, kind, intuitive, generous woman. And she's having the most beautiful relationship with her mother that she's ever had before. They've become so close, and with her father as well. But she's been seeing all of her cousins and aunties and so many friends, and she's just loving it. And she even managed to go out and to dance and to have fun. So she was able to take this pocket of fun with her. So I hope that you found this entertaining and most of all inspiring, because I would love for you to create pockets of wild fun like that. Whatever wild means to you. You don't need a stripper. You don't need, you know, to get drunk. You don't need drugs. You don't need anything at all. But, you know, like bring some friends together. Because having friends together for a little party, for a little ceremony, to go out and actually laugh, you know, dance, put the music on, go wild. That is true fun. Not always being in a space of processing and talking about everyone's feelings and all of that. That's great. That's doing the work. But here I'm talking about having a fucking crazy night where afterwards, for months onwards, every time you think about it, you just feel good, you feel happy, and you fall asleep with a smile on your face. Because you know what? We are earthlings, and we are born to fall asleep with a smile on our face every single night. Every single night, we must fall asleep with a smile on our face because life is supposed to be joyful and pleasurable and fun and free and abundant. And we are here to create that. We are here to reclaim that. So I hope that I inspired you to move through your own fears, your own limitations, your own subconscious patterns saying, oh, you shouldn't be doing this, you should be doing that, blah, 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 because that is having a spiritual life. Having a spiritual life is having a joyful, fun life. I love you dearly, and I thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.